It's important you say we're going to talk about today in the Megillah. And believe now that tomorrow morning the Shmuz is also going to be on Megillah Sesta. It's going to tie into this Yesod that we're discussing now. The Megillah, when it introduces, yesterday we spoke about Mordechai. And we explained by Riches how the whole Pasuk that talks about Mordechai, his name, his father's name, his grandfather's name, it's trying to bring out who he is. So now let's look at Esther HaMalkeh. What do we know about Esther HaMalkeh? So Esther HaMalkeh, the Torah tells us, Vayhi oimein es hadaso, hi Esther baz doidei. This is what it tells us about Esther HaMalkeh. Tells us, number one, she's oimein es hadaso. One of the interpretations of that is that she was green. Okay? Green is not pretty when it's a person. A green elephant could be pretty. It's prettier than gray. But a green human being is not pretty. Rahman al-Islam, when I get calls sometimes from the hospital, I just got a call yesterday from somebody who's with their parent, their mother in the hospital, 99-year-old mother, so Shiloh to put in a stent. The doctors, when they describe the patient as mamish doing bad, they'll say the skin is like green. It's not really green, it's like a very sickly complexion. So green is like the ugliest color that you could, if you're trying to describe a person, you say they look green, it's not very geschmack. So in fact, the Gemara says, Esther, you're a krakoisa. Esther's complexion was green. That's what the Torah tells us about Esther. It's interesting. And the Gemara then asks the obvious question. L'chora, Achashverosh had kol besula, Tovas Mar from the whole world. What made him pick Esther HaMalkeh? What made Achashverosh pick Esther HaMalkeh? So the Gemara says that a chut shel chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moishich a chut shel chesed on Esther HaMalkeh. Meaning, it was a special, somehow, a appearance, a we'll call it a perception. Achashverosh, without a clear explanation, Achashverosh chapzich a liking to Esther. That's so I have a lot of kashas. A lot of kashas. But let's start with some just basic kashas. Kasha number one. The dictate was to gather kol besulo toivas mare. This is what they call Miss America, right? That's what it was about. It wasn't to collect the green ladies. There wasn't a dictate from Achashverosh. Let's gather together all the green ladies. The dictate was called Besula Toivas Mare. Right? The green ladies don't even go to the contest because they're green. They know, L'chore, you're not going to be Miss Achashverosh if you're green. Right? So how did she get to, hey guy, how did she even get there? If Esther was bad, some green, and Epis Achashverosh somehow Chut Shel Chesed was Nesmashech on Achashverosh, and somehow he looked at Esther HaMalkeh, he Epis, for no apparent reason, liked her. Right? So, why was she taken there to begin with? Besides that, the Pasuk says that she was Tevas Mare. Besides calling her Eminus Hadassah, calls her Tevas Mare. So what's going on here? It's a Pella. That's one Pella. That's a practical Pella. Now I'll ask you a Machshavadika Pella. The Gemara asks a Kashim Bava Basra. The Pasuk says, Ve'ene Leo Rakois. Leah's eyes were Rakois. Rakois is a question in interpretation. If it means they were moist, like teary, some learn Rakois was heavy. Right? They were like her blown up. But whatever it is, it's not a compliment. It's not nice eyes. Right? So the Gemara asks a kasha. Hashto, begnayed behemoth tameya. The Torah doesn't even talk bad about a behemoth tameya. The Torah of Parshas Noach says, Zabehema asher inena tohira. Right? The Torah doesn't say a tome behemoth. The Torah says an animal that's not tohar. Because the Torah doesn't want to talk negatively about a behemoth tameya. So a rat is not going to be called a tome behemoth or a tome sheretz in its introduction. Now obviously what the Gemara means is L'choyre, when you introduce something, meaning, obviously you'll find many times in the Torah it says Behemoth Tameya. But when the Torah introduces the Behemoth Tameya, it says Behemoth Asher Nena Toim. Similar to Ravid and Psochem. The Ravid says, it says Boit Kimar Arba also. So the Gemara says, why does it say Boit Kimar Arba also? No one remembers Psochem. Nobody. The Gemara says that Or is really night. So why does it say Or? The Gemara says you want to talk a Lashon Klila. You remember the Gemara? You want to talk a nice language. You don't say black. So the Ravid is a kasha. But it's a Beferish Mishnah later. Boit Kim Leila Arbosa. So the Ravid says the Torah doesn't want to, the Mishnah, the Masechta doesn't want to start with a Lashon Meguna. When you start, when you introduce something, you don't want to start with something negative. You start with positive. I always tell the Rabbeim, I hope that they listen to me, that whenever you have to give a Talmud Musa, you start with a dover, start with a compliment. Then you can work your way. First start with a compliment. Everybody, Baruch Hashem, has good things about them. You start with a compliment. Then you work your way. Work your way down. Right? Lemaise, so the Torah doesn't introduce something with negativity. Doesn't introduce something negative. By the way, I'm sure I only remember a Rashi like that. Where's a Rashi like this that proves this idea? Two Rashis. One Rashi clearly and one Rashi is like indirect. That this idea that when you start something, you don't want to start negative. No, nobody? Corinth. Sorry. Look, it's a Rashi. So I guess I can't be so... hold everybody responsible. One Rashi is by Korban Pesach. Rashi says that the Korban Pesach has really happened not in its place. Right? It's not a Parshas Balos. It really belongs much earlier. But that since Klal Yisrael only brought one in the Midbar, it doesn't want to start with the Gnus of Klal Yisrael. Again, you see, you don't want to start with the Gnus of Klal Yisrael. Another Rashi, anybody know? $100 for the other Rashi. $200. That's not. 300. Some Elchmol. Some Zweitmol. Some Drittmol. Okay, I get $300. No, who's giving me the $300? The beginning of the Vorim says, Elad Vorim Asher Dibel. Moshe, what does it say? Beiva Yardin. No, keep on going. Ba'amidbo, Ba'rovo, Musuf. Bein Dovel Nelvon, V'lovon, Kohen, V'chatzeroiz V'dizov. Zogt Rashi, what's Lovon V'chatzeroiz V'dizov? Lovon V'chatzeroiz is Maise Koirach, right? And Dizov is a Maise Degel Azov. It's a Rashi in Dvorim, it's right there. It's right there. Ask the Mefarshim on Rashi. So Rashi says, so why did it say? We don't want to say the Gnus of Klal Yisrael. Koirach is not a good story, and the Egel is not a good story. We don't want to hint. What do you mean? Open up Parshas Kisis. In 2 weeks, you'll open it up. It says the whole story of the Egel as well. The whole Maaseh. Right? Teretz is, you don't want to start a Sefer with the Gnus of Klal Yisrael. You don't want to start with the Gnus of Klal Yisrael. You remember that Rasha? You know the Rasha? So you don't want to start with Gnus. So Memela, the Gemara, Even by Behemoth Tameya, the first time the Torah said Behemoth Tameya, it doesn't say Behemoth Tameya, it says Behemoth Asher Inena Torah. So the Gemara of Abasra means, how you talking that when we introduce Leah to Klal Yisrael, the first thing we say about Leah is Ene Leah Rakos. That's how you introduce. The Shatran calls you up, I have a great girl for you, she's ugly. At least give a lot of compliments. You can say the looks. What do they say when a girl's ugly? She's bachent. They tell you it's bachent. You remember what I'm telling you? It's to run for the hills. Not so pretty, but she's bachent. That's how you introduce Leah. When you introduce Leah, you say any Leah Rakas. That's the Gemara Zakasha. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara answers the Kash, but that's the Gemara's Kash. We'll get to the Gemara's Terrence. So by Esther Amalke, that's how you introduce Esther to us. You know, this lady Esther, she's green. Shalom Aleichem, the green woman. That's Takdome, to Esther Amalke. It's Megillas Esther. That's how you introduce Esther Amalke. But this, the Gemara doesn't ask this kasha. The Gemara doesn't ask, why do we say Esther Amalka was green? The first time you introduce Esther Amalka to Klal Yisrael, that's what we tell you about her. You should know she's green. For no apparent purpose. Why do we have to know Esther if she was green? Why do we have to know it even? Something we learned from it was in the Negeh to Esrig, that if they're as green as Yorei ke Esther's Psula, what's in the Gil Aloche? It's for no purpose even. It's for no reason. So I'll tell you what the Gemara answers in Bava Basra to Leah. And that will help us to understand what's going on here. And with that we'll understand everything. With this Nakuda we'll understand everything. The Gemara Bava Basra answers the kasha. The Gemara asks, "How you talking? Talking about Leah? You say she had her eyes were not attractive. That's the way you talk about Leah." So the Gemara says, "You know what it was." The Gemara says it doesn't mean that she was born that way. The Torah is not telling us, "Oh, Leah, she had ugly eyes." That's not what the Torah is saying. So what's the Torah saying? The Torah is telling us that Leah hated Esav's actions. She hated who Esav was. And she was told by people that she is going to marry Esav. Because the Welt said, listen, Lavan had two daughters, and Rivka had two sons. So, Bechor lebechira, Vitzar letzira. So on the streets, they made the Shatchonim decided that Esav is going to marry Leah, and Yankiv is going to marry Rachel. So she was crying that this is what she's going to end up with. And she would go to the Parashas Drachim, she would go to the street corners, the forks in the streets, and she would ask, what's going on with Esav? What's going on with Esav? And she cried so much that she had her eye, it affected her eyes. If you see somebody who cried a lot, their eyes just don't look healthy. So she didn't have healthy looking eyes. That's the Gemara Bava Basra. So how did the Gemara answer the question? The question was, why talk negative about Leah? And what's the answer? The answer is, she wasn't born that way, she became that way. So what? But you're still talking negative. The Teretz is Rabbi Yisai, one simple pshat. Leah was such a tzadikus that to Leah to end up with Esav, to end up with somebody as Ma'isim Roim, was so painful that she cried so much till it changed what she looked like. That's the biggest compliment. That's the compliment the Torah gave Leah. The Gemara is not answering, well, She wasn't born that way. She became that way. The Gemara is saying, you want to understand who Leah was? This is who Leah was. Leah was somebody, Esav was very sought after. Esav had plenty of wives. He was very rich. He was very powerful. Esav was a sought after guy. But to Leah, his Maisim Roim was so hurtful that, and she cried, it changed what she looked like. And Mamela, for that reason, the Torah praises Leah when it says her eyes were affected by it. It's telling you who Leah was. Now let's go to Esther. Achashverosh, the most powerful king in the world. Malach Bekipa. All the girls came. They want to become his Rebbetzin. Everybody wants to be Queen Achashverosh. The queen of Achashverosh. Everybody wants that. Who would? Every single girl, any eligible girl wanted that. It was a tremendous status. It's the biggest status you can have. It's Emma's the first lady. Emma's the first lady of the whole world. And that's why they gave them tremendous abilities to be able to beautify themselves. Shisha Chadoshim B'Shem and Amor, Vishisha Chadoshim B'Avsam Samuchi Anoshim. And every woman was given the full ability from the treasury of Achashverosh to make herself as good as she could look. Tachashverosh. We actually learn out of Maseches Ksubis 12 months for Besula to prepare for Chasana from Shisha Chadosh and B'Shem and Amor V'Shisha Chadosh V'Asom V'Asom V'Ike Anosh. So every girl for Shtetzach had a long list. And then when they went to Achashverosh, they let the girl pick anything she wants to take with her to Achashverosh. They gave every girl all the opportunities. No budget. Michael Bloomberg's campaign. No budget. $60 million. Whatever you want. Esther Amalka is sitting there. And Esther Amalka has only one thing in mind. She doesn't want to end up with Achashverosh. She's in an environment where everybody is plotting. They want Achashverosh. Zok the Pasuk uvahagia toin Esther bas Avichayil doin Mordechai. Lo voyel amelech loy vikshadova. She asked for nothing. But I want to tell you it's deeper than that. The Olam, I'm sure, remembers, because I hazard this over the last couple of years, that Sori Imenu, the reason why the Torah says that she was kibazai and liyofi. A 7-year-old girl is not as pretty as a 20-year-old. The Torah says she was 20 with the beauty of a 7-year-old. It's pshat in them. So I explained that a 7-year-old doesn't make herself in a way, present herself in a way that she tries to attract other people. She's a little kid. So you could have the most beautiful child, but still a child. And unless a person is sick, a pedophile, Rahmanul Islam, somebody's a sick person, they don't have interest in a 6-year-old girl. Or 7-year-old girl. They have to be a kranke mensch. Right? Sori Imenu made herself in such a way, she was so pure that she was kibazai. She was kibazai. The Yerushalmi says the same thing about Rivka. Same thing about Rivka. When Esther's turn came to come to Achashverosh, she made herself Yerakrak. Just like Leah, she transformed the way she looked. Any Leah Rakas, Esther Amalka, she actually looked Yerakrak because she so much didn't want to be wanted by Achashverosh. So, and the Eibishter made Chut Shel Chesed. That explains why they gathered her up, because she was from the Besulos Tevis Mara. Yes, she was qualified to come to be brought to Achashverosh. But Lamaisa, she made herself Yerakrak. She made herself look. She despised Achashverosh and his company so much that she made herself a dira. That's the biggest compliment. That's the compliment to Esther HaMalka. That's why the Torah says she was Tervis Mara, and Terech Kedei Dibur says she was Yirak Rakoisa. That is the compliment. The whole chet, as we explained, of that door of Nenu Misudos and Shalois Rosha was they were trying to find favor in the eyes of Achashverosh. So the Geula came about from a woman who was given all the opportunities to be able to be Misyapa Achashverosh, and she rejected it. That was the Geula. This was the biggest Mida Keneged Mida of why the whole poor Maisa began. And that's why the Torah introduces Esther HaMalka with this Pasuk. Because this Pasuk describes and captures who Esther HaMalka was. That's the aside. Okay, we'll stop here.